Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Miracle!
All right, it finally came.
What?
My new suit.
There's a suit in that envelope?
Yeah, I bought it for this catalog.
You bought a suit sight unseen in the mail?
Not sight unseen, Hayden. There's a picture of it. Right here. Here it is.
It's a watercolor of a guy in a restaurant.
Well, you can't just buy a suit through the mail. Don't you have to try a suit on first?
Have to try it on. Know what size I am. I'm a medium.
Believe this, Doc? Listen to this. You're in Morocco. It's 1943. You're about to tell a woman you love to get on a plane because it's the right thing to do. You can barely hear her crying over the sound of the propellers. She turns back to look at you one last time before she leaves. Through the dust and the sand, she stares at you for a second, memorizing exactly what you'll always look like to her. Classic linen suit, two-piece, pleated pants. Single vent, small, medium, and large, $179.
This can't possibly look good, can it?
Huh? Pretty sharp, huh?
It doesn't even fit.
Of course it fits.
Inbounds and just laid out.
How about that pass? Considine threw a 40-yard rope.
Yeah. Hey, how about the way Cooper just blew through the offensive line on that sack?
Man, is that a great video game?
Yeah.
I got the mail here.
No packages today, huh?
No, but I got the next best thing, new catalogs. Like, I got a sock world, poultry by mail, collars, chains, and leashes.
Now, that's for dogs, right?
Look at this. This is Blue Skies. It's outdoor stuff, you know, fishing and hiking clothes.
Yeah, I heard about that. Camping for yuppies.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make fun. Meanwhile, I'm ordering these bicycle shorts. They're only $20.
I'll give you $100 not to order them. Gentlemen, it's done. The culmination of 2 months of my full-time effort.
Finally finished that quilt, huh, Howie?
Very funny. And it's not a quilt, it's a wall hanging. Guys, here's the official Screaming Eagles National Championship Media Guide. Ooh. 200 pages, 4-color embossed cover, 170 photographs. This is the most impressive publication any college football team has ever... Hey, is that the new Sock World?
Coach Fox?
Well, what is it?
There's a William Thornton on the phone for you from New York.
I don't know any William Thornton.
He's a lawyer.
Oh, put him through. I bought the softest pair of over-the-calf cashmere hose from their last one. Look at this.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, well, I might. It depends on what this is about.
Wow. Could you hold on a moment, please? Okay, everybody, out, come on.
What?
Out, just get out. Everybody, out.
Who's on the phone?
Pick up your shoes and your socks and just get out. Come on, get out. Get out.
Get out.
Out. You were saying?
Wow. A pro job? Well, no one's ever really contacted me about a pro job before. I'm a little surprised, Bill. Can I call you Bill? Well, I'm a little surprised, William. Can I ask what team this might be with? No, huh? Okay. This all kind of sudden. Do you need an answer right now? Can I call you later today?
Great. Yeah. Just one second. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll get right back to you. Thanks. Bye. I need you to do me a favor, okay?
Just name it.
I need you not to ask me about that phone call.
Why, what was it about?
I can't tell you. I'll be able to tell you eventually, but not right now, okay? Just trust me on this.
Sure, that's fine, Coach.
You'll tell me later, right?
No. Thank you. Now, why don't we just get to work? Dob, what do we need to talk about today?
Hey, we need to decide whether we're going to move Harlan up to number one on the depth chart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, I know Harlan's the biggest, fastest freshman we've ever had, but I've really been thinking a lot about this. Now, I know I never pushed my ideas on you, but I feel really strongly that Marlo's got 2 years experience, and, you know, everybody on the team loves him. You know, he's never started an opening game. I think he should be number one. What do you think? What do you think? What do I think? Well, Dauber, I think that's a really good idea. Yeah. Yeah, that's very astute. Yeah, I think that'll work. I think it's too bad we don't have more good thinking like that around here.
Chrissy, you're not going to believe who called me today. William Thornton.
Who is?
I have no idea. He wants to interview me for a pro job.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, no, they should be talking to you. Oh, congratulations. So how did this happen?
Well, this is what happens when you win a national championship. They treat you with a whole new respect. You're put on a whole new level.
So where's the job?
They wouldn't tell me. They said they couldn't.
So a man you've never heard of called you about a job he can't tell you about.
Yes!
Are you sure this wasn't the same kid who called you and asked you if your refrigerator was running?
No. I know that kid's voice. This was legitimate, honey. He was calling from New York. I could hear the sirens in the background. Boy, I know this sounds crazy, but I got a feeling about this one. This is the way it's supposed to happen, sweetheart. You get to the top in college, you win a national championship, and then you go on to the pros. Can you imagine what it would be like to coach pro football?
I would think it would be thrilling. Have you given any thought as to how this might affect the other people in your life?
Well, no, let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's just an interview. Besides, if I get the job, I'd take Luther and Dauber with me. And you, too. Of course I'd take you. Oh, honey. That's why I wanted to come home. I wanted to get here so fast, I wanted to discuss it with you first.
Oh.
Now that we discussed it, I'm going to call.
Wait. We haven't discussed anything yet.
Sweetheart, it's just an interview. They're not even sure they're going to fire the coach they already have. Christina, honey, I need to do this. If word gets out that I'm not interested in coaching a pro team, then no one will ever call again. Look, I don't even have... Maybe I'll get an offer. Maybe. And then we'll have a decision to make. But, gosh, we have nothing to lose now.
Call.
Hey, this phone call thing's driving me crazy. Who called? You gotta tell me.
I'm not gonna tell you, Luther.
You told her, didn't you?
She's my wife.
Well, what am I? It's bad, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
Hey, listen to me, man. If you could promise me, that this call has absolutely nothing to do with me, no matter what happens, my life will be the same as it is right now, then I promise I'll leave you alone. Just look me in the eye and tell me my life won't change. And then I won't bother you anymore. Look me in the eye and say it.
Luther, I am being considered for a pro head coaching job.
No! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Relax, Luther. I'm going to take you with me.
I don't want to move anymore. Hey, I like it here.
I haven't even got the job
yet.
Oh,
we're going to move. I know we're going to move. I know.
Why do you say that?
Because every time in the last 25 years you said we might be moving, we moved. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to move.
Okay, fine, Luther. If I get the job, you can stay here.
Where are we going?
Hey, You can wait in here. Mr. Thornton will be in shortly.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Hayden.
Hi. Oh, great desk. A cherry?
Actually, it's mahogany.
Ooh, oh, I like mahogany, too. Yeah, I just love cherries. I love cherries because you can eat them. You know, cherry pie. Of course, you can't eat mahogany pie.
Can't sit, Hayden.
Okay.
Thanks for flying in on such short notice.
Oh, no problem. Well, yeah, it's just a little thing. You know, William, as much as I'm flattered by your interest in me, I'm a little uncomfortable without knowing which team it is we're talking about. I mean, I've shown my faith in you guys by coming here today, and even though I'm under contract to another employer, and I'm going to have to be really firm. I'm have to kind of demand to know what team it is we're, you know, is interested in me.
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
Let me explain my need for discretion, Hayden. The current head coach of this unnamed team is in the midst of a lucrative multi-year contract, one which would have to be paid off if the owner made a change. So, if he finds the perfect candidate, he'll pull the trigger. Otherwise, he'll stand pat. Do you understand?
Perfectly. But just one little thing. If I'm coaching this team and I'm on the sidelines, am I wearing a light sweater or a heavy overcoat?
Hayden?
Well, I'm just so intrigued by this whole thing. I mean, I think this is the perfect place for me, even though I have no idea where it is.
And what makes you think you're ready to coach in the pros?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, William. I mean, I've been giving it a lot of thought, and... Well, I feel it's the right time for me. I think if I'd left college football at the end of last season, it would have been too soon. I would have regretted it. You know, I wouldn't have had a chance to win it all to get to the top. And now I feel that I'm ready for a new challenge.
Does it bother you at all that the track record for college coaches making the transition to the pros is not particularly great?
Not if it doesn't bother you. No, I mean, truthfully. I mean, guys like Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Green have done pretty well in the pros, and... Well, heck, I know there's a lot of pressure there, but I'm used to pressure. I was under a microscope all last season, and we went undefeated. We went to a bowl game that we had to win in order for me to win the national championship, and one of my coaches lost his playbook a couple of days before the game. Did I panic? I mean, it was an idiotic thing to do. But did I lose control? No, I didn't. Sorry, William.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You know, Hayden, there are many, many other differences between the college and the pros. The egos of the players, the media, the time demands.
Yeah, well, truthfully, William, one of my great strengths is that I'm a real good motivator. I mean, one of the things I do best is that, well, I work with the guys. I'm not a great teacher. I'm a good teacher. I'm sure there's people better than I am, and I'm a pretty good X's and O's kind of guy. I'm sure there's some more sophisticated clipboards than mine, but no one can get more out of his players than I can. You know, when I first started coaching college football, I had bad players, and I made them mediocre. And then things got better. I took mediocre players, and they played well. But last season, I took good players, and I made them play great. And I know in the pros there's going to be really great players, but I'll get them to play for me. I always have.
That's why we wanted to see you, Hayden. So what do you say we continue this over lunch? I made reservations at my favorite steakhouse.
Can you tell me the name of the restaurant? And while we were at lunch, we were talking about playing football as kids, and it turns out William is from Spokane, too. As a matter of fact, his younger sister used to babysit my friend Bobby's cousin.
Oh, Coach, you're in! Oh,
so you really feel good with how it went?
Honestly, everything after I smashed his desk set couldn't have gone better.
So when do you think you'll be hearing from
Well, I was the first guy they interviewed. They have a couple more guys to interview, and he said he didn't want to take too much time and didn't want to leave anyone dangling.
Mm-hmm. So where do you think we'll be going?
Did he give any clues?
Well, he was pretty cagey, but I was thinking about the possibilities. You know, major sports market, coach who might be on the hot seat. And how about L.A. or Philadelphia or Seattle? Up by where I was born, I could be going home.
Probably Howard, he's been pulling his hair out all day. From his eyebrows.
Hello? Hey, William, how are you? Yeah, great. Really? What? Oh, well, gee, how come you decided so fast? Uh-huh. But, you know, listen, I don't mind dangling. It doesn't bother me as much as other people. Yeah. Okay, can I just ask you why? Uh-huh. No, I mean, thank you. Thank you for considering me. Yeah, well, good luck to you, too.
Oh, hell. I don't want to move anyway. This is our home, right? I got a nice apartment here. I got great neighbors. Post office. Time it snows, they bring out the plow right away.
Hey, Luth, come on now. Maybe we should go. Hey, Coach, see you tomorrow?
Yeah. No, you know, guys, I'm fine. What do you say we get an early start tomorrow? I mean, we got a national championship to defend.
Hey, there you go.
Did he give a reason why?
He said I didn't seem like I was prepared for pro football. I mean, can you believe that? Do you know how many hours of my life I have spent in front of that TV watching professional football?
I'm sorry, Hayden.
Oh, I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm a little disappointed. I mean, that's natural. Well, look what I got. I have got the most wonderful wife. And I've got a great daughter who I'm really, really proud of. And I've got good friends, great job. Got a great team of kids, a national championship. Man, I am a lucky guy.
Honey?
Hmm?
I can't breathe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I don't understand it. I mean, I just listed 10 reasons why I should be the happiest guy in the world, and one thing goes wrong, and I am totally miserable.
You're not miserable. You're disappointed.
No, I was disappointed. I got over it. I moved forward. Now I'm totally miserable.
Until 2 days ago, you seemed pretty satisfied.
Oh, Christine, I am never satisfied. I can't be satisfied. I mean, look at me. I am at the top in the college football ranks. I mean, I should be the happiest guy alive. I'm not. The only thing I can think of is there is nothing left to accomplish here.
How about winning a second national championship?
Oh, big deal. You want to know what's weird, Christine? Maybe the best thing is we should never have won the national championship. There'd still be something left to do. You see, the way I had it figured out in my head, would win the national championship just before I died. Now I got all this life left. What the hell am I gonna do with it?
Be restless, be dissatisfied, always looking for the next step, like me. I understand what you're feeling, Hayden. Do you think I'm happy being the co-host of Wake Up Minneapolis? I want to be a serious broadcaster. I want to win a Peabody, not ride a prize donkey in a 4-H fair. You think I'm satisfied? I sit every morning on a vinyl couch listening to a Regis wannabe in a bad suit babbling on about what's new at the mall. I want more than that, damn it. I want more.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought we were talking about me.
It appears applies to both of us because we're both ambitious, and that's not easy to live with. The more you want out of life, the more you set yourself up for disappointment. And you and I both want a lot.
Well, how do we change? I mean, you're good at this working on yourself crap. What do we do?
I don't think we do anything. We're going to aim high, and sometimes we're going to be disappointed because that's who we are. Do you really want to be someone else? And as good as it sounds sometimes, I don't think either one of us really wants to be Lenny Barber. The barber.
I'm glad I got you, Christine.
Yep. Misery loves company.